Follow Paddy Power on Snapchat. The username is ThePaddyPower, and we promise there won't be any boring snaps about gigs, the weather, or the gym.
Not quite the official Strictly theme tune. Those bastards at the BBC wouldn't let us use it, even though we're here to promote their programme. I'm Bruce Millington. Welcome along to the Racing Post. I can't believe I'm saying these words. Strictly Come Dancing postcards. When I came into this game in the late 80s, I dreamed of exclusive stories, running campaigns, changing the world. And here I am with Cat Fiddler and Lee Mottershead, who are jigging around like no one ever does on the Racing Postcast. They're our in-house Strictly experts. And from Paddy Power, we've got Lee Price, who's got all the odds and hopefully some insight. Obviously, Strictly Come Dancing is only any good if you've got a bet. So this will be the perfect place to help you get through those Saturday nights with the family until Christmas. Although this is a new direction for the Racing Postcast, one tradition remains. When we have a postcast debutant, we always find out a bit about them. So, Lee Price, what is your official job title, my friend?
I am head of PR at Paddy Power.
Blimey, I didn't realise. We've got a real big shot here. Okay, fair enough. Dogs or cats?
I prefer dogs by miles.
Ah, well in. We like you. Favourite football team?
Dagenham and Redbridge.
We never had a Dagenham and Redbridge fan on. Lee knows so little about football. He's thinking, why is he choosing two teams? Which flavour crisps would you choose, given the choice?
Ready salted.
Ugh, really? Don't know why they bother making them. Okay, fair enough. And do you have a successful record betting on Strictly Come Dancing?
Better than sports, actually.
Okay, cool. Well, that's encouraging. Lee, Mottage, we've got two leads, so we'll work through this somehow. I'm sure it'll all fall apart. Although you absolutely love Saturday nights watching Strictly Come Dancing, have you ever augmented your viewing pleasure with a wager on it?
I have. In fact, one of my best punting successes, not too many of them, was 10 years ago when Tom Chambers won Strictly. On the big night itself. So I don't often get to watch it live, you see, because often I'm working on a Saturday, so I'm driving back, so I watch it recorded. But this night I watched it live, and I was sat on the sofa with Beloved watching the final. Beloved's not a great big fan, but he was interested because I was on Betfair punting on Tom Chambers. Because I think you can sort of work out from how the series has gone, who's been in dance-offs, who's survived, who's got through despite being in dance-offs, who the public are voting for. And I became convinced that the public were voting for Tom Chambers more than anybody else, so I kept punting on him, and it was a decent win. So, yeah, the last few years haven't been too bad. Aurea Duba had him a few years ago, 2 years ago.
Good.
And yeah, so
excellent.
It's gone all right.
So you've got that perfect combination of knowledge and betting.
Knowledge and betting.
If only you could dance.
If only I could dance.
Cat can dance. Can you bet? Do you bet on this normally, Cat, or do you just watch it as a dance fan?
Yeah, I don't. I'm such a terrible loser when I bet that I wouldn't want that to take away from my joy of the programme. You know, if you know my pick got knocked out, so now I just enjoy the dancing.
We're coming at it from poles apart. Okay, without further ado then, Lee, take us through the prices on the 2018 Strictly Come Dancing.
Okay, so Vic Hope is the favourite. She is 3-1. She's narrowly ahead of Ashley Roberts of Pussycat Dolls fame. That's 7-2. One of your favourites, Bruce, I'm sure.
Very much so.
Stacey Dooley has risen up the betting so far. She's now 6-1. She was quite a lot longer than that a week or so ago. So she's getting a lot of interest. As is Danny John Jules, aka the Cat from Red Dwarf, who is 7-1. You've got Charles Venn at 10-1. Faye Tozer 12-1. Joe Sugg, the same price. Katie Piper 16-1, as is Graham Swan. Paralympian Lauren Steadman is 20-1. Lee Ryan from Blue 25-1, the same price as Dr. Ran Singh. Kate Silverton is 30-1. And comedian Sean Walsh 66-1 with Susanna Constantine, the same price.
Fantastic. Okay, first of all, Lee Mottershead, any hot pairings, and how big a deal is it who they get?
I think it does make a difference. I mean, some will gel, some won't. I mean, they're always obvious pairings, so that when it was announced that Susanna Constantine was doing it, of Trini and Susanna fame, it was always long odds on she will get Anton de Beck, because Anton generally gets the lady who is deemed to have a short shelf life, might provide some comedy value and won't get too far. So that was always going to be obvious. You've got guys like Kevin Clifton, aka Kevin from Grimsby, who have big public following. So whoever Kevin gets, you generally think has got a fair decent chance of going quite a long way. And you've got some that just look like they will do well together, like young AJ and Lauren. The Paralympian, they look like they'll gel really well. So, yeah, I do think it makes a difference. You've also got some guys coming to it new. So there's a new male professional this year, Graziano, with the favourite Vic. So interesting how he goes down.
OK. Kat, who's your favourite of the professional dancers?
Oh, I mean, it's a bit obvious, but, yeah, I mean, Kevin is very popular. You know, I do like Kevin Clifton. But Jeanette Manuara, I love her. She's fabulous. She can do absolutely everything. And I'm really excited about seeing her and Ranj together.
And Lee Price, which pairing caught your eye early on when they were announced the other week?
I was actually taken by Dr. Ranj. As a parent, I've seen him on children's TV singing and dancing a lot, and he's quite good, so I think he could be good value at 25-1.
Oh, excellent. Right, we're getting into the actual outright tips. I was horrified because my favourite dancer is Oti, yeah, and she's got that Graham Swan, I cannot have on my mind. I was so disappointed. I really, really was. Never mind. Okay, then. We'll start off with who is going to win, then we'll work out top male, top female, and then we'll look at Saturday's first elimination, and we will do all that next.
Success ain't earned, it's bought. That's why at Paddy Power, we paid the big bucks for the best tech nerds in the world to develop our new fastest ever app. Download the new app from the App Store or Play Store now. 18+, begambleaware.org.
OK, welcome back. Let's start with the main question. Who is going to win Strictly this year? Lee Motazed, who's it going to be and why?
Pretty boring, but I think the bookies have it right with the favourite, Ashley Roberts, or the second favourite, Ashley Roberts. I think she... when you go into it, there's not much evidence, obviously. It's a bit like backing a horse for the Wood Ditton. There's no form in the book. All you
We're
really
trying
have
to
is,
get to a wider audience here.
I am, yeah.
Trying in Wood Ditton yeah. references, isn't
The Brockles, the Brockles. you know, there's no form, you've got a bit of breeding, and you've got something like barrier trials, in the sense that there's a bit of footage on Twitter, on the BBC Strictly website, and also you've got the group dance. So in the launch show, at the end of the launch show, all the celebs came out and did a group dance together.
Not necessarily, but that's just mayhem. You don't know where to
it's
look.
It's mayhem,
but
if you re-watch, it's a bit like watching the Wood Ditton. If you watch it 10 times, you'll spot things. Ashley had a little bit to camera on her own, and she had fantastic sort of Latin hips. She looked like she's got the moves. She's a pussycat doll, so she'll be able to dance initially.
They're a bit better than Bananarama.
Absolutely, yeah. Dance, so she'll have a decent sort of starting point. She's got a fair bit of form in reality TV programmes. She was second in I'm a Celeb 6 years ago, so the public have already been seen to vote for her. She seems like quite a nice girl, and I think at about 7-2, 4-1, she's probably a fair price.
Okay, Kat, who's your first choice?
I'm kind of going to go along the similar lines of the bookies might have it right with Vic Hope. Her training video came out this week as well, and you know she looks very good, and obviously she got the new dancer who could go down well with the public. We'll have to wait and see. With regard to Ashley, my feeling is, she has got a lot of experience, more than you know just a kind of a good start, because the Pussycat Dolls were effectively a dance.
You're outraged
they...
that she's been allowed
I'm
in.
I'm not outraged, they? Because they have them every year, but you know her... You know, bandmate Nicole Scherzinger won the American version. And sometimes I think the public kind of push against that a bit.
Frankie Sanford from the Saturday. She got to the final, but didn't win it.
Last year, you had Debbie McGee, you had ballet training, she got to the final. Mm. So, I mean, does that mean the public don't go for them or they do go for them? I don't think there'll be too much of a backlash about that.
Okay.
Yeah. So I do like Vic, and apologies Lee if I steal your bet, but I also like Ranj Singh and Jeanette Manuara at a bigger price, because his training video came out, and as Paddy Power Lee said, you know, he's got a little bit of form in the book there.
He was a late BBC pick, so someone clearly pulled out just before the launch, so he wouldn't have had as much time to prepare mentally for the Strictly journey. But what I think is in his favour, which I hadn't realised, is apparently he's a massive following. This was a new name to me, but he's got a following among kids and adults. Apparently he's the sort of guy that daytime TV viewers are really well aware of. So yeah. I think, although I don't know who he is, and Bruce, you probably don't know who he is.
I don't know most of them.
Well, no, but again, that never really bothers me. It's a bit like when you watch The Bake Off, as I'm sure you do. When it starts, you don't know who they are.
Bring back Paul Keighley. But
they become friends. And I think, although, you know, last year I had no idea who Joe McFadden was, but went on to feel very warm towards him, and he was a really worthy winner. I think a lot of the past winners, I've not had much idea who they are, but you learn to love them.
Okay.
Or not.
All right, fair enough. So Ranj Singh, it says TV doctor on this morning.
Mm.
Yeah, so he also still works in the NHS as an emergency paediatrician, so that's his day job.
Yeah.
And yeah, he's also the new kind of, was it Dr. Hillary?
Dr. Hillary,
he's the new Dr. Hillary.
Dr. Hillary.
And yeah, but he had his own kind of kids' TV show. Mm. Well, how did he describe it? Like the Muppets with disease or something.
Which is no bad thing.
So yeah, had like a TV kind of kids' TV doctor thing. So like you say, he has already got quite a following.
And he will be billed constantly as Dr. Ranj by the BBC.
In the same way that Judge Rinder was billed as Judge Rinder. Yeah. Didn't do him much good, did it? So you're going for Vic as your main hope, Kat, and Ranj as your outsider, is that right? Okay.
Yeah.
Lee Price, who's your fancies?
I quite like the Price, and using the same methodology of Lee over there. Faye Tozer from Step Fame is 12 to 1. It looks like a long price to me for someone who has a lot of history dancing. And I think the Katie Piper story will endure too. She's 16 to 1. She's very popular.
She's not the one out of Doctor Who, is she? That's Billy Piper, isn't it?
Billy Piper. No, very different.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Fair enough. Okay, just tell us a little bit more, Lee Price, on the... Because, I mean, I always remember Steps has been pretty... slow tempo dancers. They weren't great, were they? I mean, she can't throw those kind of shapes on here and get away with it, can she?
Well, I know at least two Steps dance routines from my childhood days. So.
Yeah.
And she's partnered with a dancer who was with Debbie McGee last year, and as mentioned, she got to the final, so that could be a factor too.
Oh, I thought it was Giovanni Penrice. Perniche.
Nice.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's very good.
Lee Mottard, have you got a long shot? Because everyone else has had two goes.
Yeah, I like a guy from Casualty. Last year was Holby City with Joe McFadden. I think this year the Casualty guy, Charles Venn, will have a big chance. He's way older than Strictly winners tend to be. He's 45, but he's not quite a Debbie McGee or an Anne Whittaker major-wise, but he's in that middle tier. But he looks incredibly fit. I mean, he's a guy who works out an awful lot. He's clearly in the gym quite a lot. He'd have a big following through Casualty. Again, the footage of the group dance, he looked pretty good.
Okay.
He looked pretty good. He's got a cha-cha-cha for his first dance. That's generally a good way to start. I think there are easier dances and there are harder dances than a cha-cha-cha. So it's not a bad way to begin. I think you can really look impressive in a cha-cha-cha. And I think Charles Venn at, I think his best price, 16 to 1, he would have a big say.
What's the worst dance to have first up, would you say, Lee?
Well, this year, for the first time, someone's got a samba, I think, for the first dance. Susanna Constantine.
Sorry, Graham Swan's got one as well.
Yeah, samba's really hard. I think for someone like Anton Dubek, it will be as hard as it will be for Susanna Constantine. Anton is your wonderful ballroom dancer. He's not blessed on the Latin front. I think Susanna and Anton doing the samba first time will be very hard as well. I think also for the first time this year, someone, at least one couple, have got a quick step the first time. That's not been a week one dance before. Stacey and Kevin. So that'll be hard for them too.
Okay, right. Well, is there anyone you don't fancy? If anyone just doesn't really catch your eye as a potential dancer, Kat?
Sean Walsh, I'd have to say. I've done the same as Lee and kind of watched all the programme so far, the group dance training. And yeah, he didn't seem to have kind of a lot of coordination going on there. I could be entirely wrong. It might have just been bad shots. But also he hasn't had any training. I mean, the thing is, you know, I kind of went on a rant about professional dancers. When the pool are going from, you know, actors, singers, you can't get away from the fact that a lot of them will have had some kind of stage training along the way. So you've got to accept that. But he's had nothing.
Okay.
You know, never done any.
Great. There's a 66 to 1 lay from Kat. Yeah. Get in.
Well, I think he's a better bet, maybe, as the first one to go out.
Okay. Well, we'll come to that. We'll come to that. Hang on. You've done these before. You know what
sorry,
it's
sorry,
up.
Sorry.
Up, you're running
no, sorry. Yeah.
Anyone you don't like, Lee? Perhaps a little shorter than 66 to 1.
I'm surprised that Danny John-Jules is as short as he is. Again, he's older than your average, or way older than your average Strictly Come Dancing winner. He's made some derogatory remarks about Strictly in the past that I think the media will increasingly bring out against him. He looks a bit chippy. He clearly can dance, but I think sort of at the minute, 7 to 1 looks a bit short.
Mm-hmm. Right. And Lee Price, anyone you would be reluctant to back at this stage?
Yeah, good news to yours. I think Graham Swan's been very open about how bad a dancer he is, but that could be classic spin from him. He has hired a personal trainer for the last 3 months.
Classic spin. Classic spin. Do you get that? That's brilliant, that, Lee. Did you mean that one?
Yes, thankfully.
Well done. No, but I don't think he'll be able to dance. Now, two cricketers have won this, haven't they?
Yeah.
Darren Goff and Mark Ramprakash way back in the day. But Swan just looks a bit heavy to me. I don't know. What do you think, Kat?
His training video is out, and I was actually impressed. I thought you
They've
might be disappointed
about it.
Yeah,
have they?
Yeah, not for all of them yet. We haven't seen them yet.
No,
it's a bit of a disadvantage, but Graham's is out, and yeah, I was actually quite impressed because yeah, he's got a samba, as I said, very very difficult dance to start with, and if you haven't got any kind of like Latin hip action, you can't do it. But he actually looked quite impressive.
But equally, he doesn't look like a Ramprakash, does he? He's not got a natural talent. Goff would probably be one of the worst ever Strictly winners.
So he
would need to, I think, be in the Goff mould of almost playing for laughs to have a chance of winning.
Really? Goff was that bad? Was it so long ago? No, I couldn't believe it.
It wasn't 2005
or something.
By normal Strictly winner standards, he wasn't vintage.
Who's the best ever Strictly winner, Lee?
The best for me, because the dance still lives long in the memory, was Jill Halfman in year two. I think Jill's jive is still the standard by which all Strictly dances are set or aimed at.
Brilliant.
Fantastic.
Okay, more Strictly Come Dancing betting wisdom next.
Check out Paddy's Rewards Club. Simply place 5 bets of £10 or more across any sport in a week and you'll get a free £10 bet then next week. T&Cs apply, 18+, begambleaware.org.
Okay, welcome back. Bruce Millington, Kat Fidler, Lee Mottershead and Paddy Powers, Lee Price. It's the Strictly Come Dancing postcast. Yes, I did just say that. Right then, we've done all the outrights. I'll tell you what we'll do next. We'll do top male. Now, obviously, a lot of you have kind of given a clue as to who you fancy here and who your leading man's going to be. But let's get the prices from Paddy Power, Lee.
Yeah, 5-2 favourite, Danny John Jules. He choreographed for George Michael, believe it or not, years ago. So that's why he's the favourite. Charles Fenn is the second favourite, 3-1. Joe Sugg, 4-1. Lee Ryan and Graham Swan, both 6-1. Dr. Range is 8-1. And poor old Sean Walsh, 20-1.
Okay, Lee, well, we'll stick with you for a tip, Lee Price. Could you please, in your summing up, give us a little clue as to who Joe Sugg is? Because it says YouTube star. I literally don't know what that means.
Well, he's technically the brother of a YouTube star who then launched his own YouTube career. And so his sister, Suella, was rumoured to be on this year's Strictly. She wasn't landed, so they went for her brother instead.
And is a YouTube star someone who just sort of wanders around shopping centres making comments? And I mean, how do you have to be one? How do you get to be one, Lee?
I think you have to be young, beautiful, and in front of a webcam. So the opposite of me, sadly.
That rules me out. Okay, so who's going to be top man then, Lee Price?
I think that Danny John Jules has a compelling backstory given his dancing background, and it's hard to argue that price, actually. So I'm going to be boring and tip the favourite there.
Okay, Kat, who are you going to tip?
Can I stick with Range?
Of course you can. Yeah, it would be weird not to, wouldn't it?
I'm really surprised at Joe Sugg's prize, actually, because I guess that he's counting on his millions of YouTube fans voting, because looking at the training videos, he doesn't seem to have a lot of coordination. He's going to struggle with the lifts because, bless him, he's very young. He's only, I don't know, he's about 18 or something. So how he's going to manage with any lifts if he gets through to that point. Oh. And, yeah, like you say, I mean, I might be judging here, but the kind of typical Strictly demographic of the voter might not kind of gel with him. So
yeah, it's not the YouTube crowd, is it?
No.
Have you ever seen him in action on YouTube?
I haven't, no.
Have you, Lee?
No, sorry.
I'm quite intrigued. I will have a look at it. Okay, so you're going to go for Range. Lee, who's going to be your top man pick?
As for aforementioned reasons, I think Charles Venn is a really interesting candidate for the whole thing as well.
Okay. Lee Price, give us the top female prices, if you would.
Yeah, so the favourite, as you'd expect, is Vic Hope, 13-8. Ashley Roberts, 21-10. Stacey Dooley's 5-1. Faye Tozer's 8-1. Lauren Stebbins and Katie Piper, both 12-1. Kate Silverton, 20-1. And Susanna is 66-1.
66. Okay, Lee, give us your idea of top female.
So again, I think Ashley is my pick for the whole thing, so she'd be my top female pick as well. I think AJ and Lauren are
I was going to ask about Lauren, very interesting,
obviously. Yeah, so in some ways her preparation has been difficult because she's been over in Australia, I think, winning gold in the Paralympic triathlon competition, so she's missed out on training. She's also got this amazing story in that she's missing an arm, which is clearly going to make choreography difficult for AJ. But equally, I think she will become so admirable and so impressive for what she's doing because she does look like she has dance ability.
What did she look like in, what's it called, the show dance? No,
the group dance.
Yeah. Did she look right in that?
Didn't really spot her much in the group dance, more in a training video, which is out, isn't it, with AJ. She looked like she was all right in that. Again, it will be interesting how she handles things like ballroom dances with the ballroom hold because of her her disability, but I think they'll go on a journey. And I think AJ's really popular. He looks like a sort of wholesome kid that if you're a parent, you'd love your daughter to bring home.
Who was he on with the other year?
Molly King.
Molly King, that was like...
They were the ones, of course, knocked out Aston Merigold in the Week 7 scandal when Aston was voted out.
Yeah, I don't know if you need the old of course. That suggests that I would have a clue what happened there. Okay, Kat, top female pick for you?
Going to stick with Vic Hope, a fellow Geordie with no hint of a Geordie accent. In her training video, she looks very good. Again, I think she's quite popular as well already through her presenting work. And yeah, she looks very good. I do think Stacey Dooley might surprise as well. She's another one who hasn't had any trainer. I think she's the fives now, actually, though. She's already kind of contracted and priced, but she could be good. And again, she's with Kevin, who everyone loves.
Righty-ho. And Lee Price, top female pick from you.
Yeah, the Paddy Power punters think it will be Stacey. That's the most popular bet in this market. I'm going to stick with Faye at 8-1. I think that's great value.
Oh, yeah, of course, the old steps tip that you're very keen on. Okay, then, we've got betting on the final three. Perhaps it's someone you think's rock solid but might just get seen off on final night. So, final three betting, please, Lee.
Yeah, Vic Hope and Ash Roberts are both odds on here. Vic Hope 4-5, Roberts 5-6. Danny John Jules is 2-1, as is Stacey. Faye is 7-2, Charles and Joe are both 4-1, Braham and Lauren 9-2 with Katie Piper, Katie Silverton 7-1, Dr. Rand 7-1, Lee Ryan 10-1, Sean and Susanna 18-1.
Okay, well, as you will be well aware by now, I don't know a lot about this, but I would not be backing Vic Hope at odds on top three in any way, shape or form. Any opportunity for profit here, guys, by backing an outsider to be in the top three? Kat?
Well, Susanna, 18, has got, I mean, she's just got no chance. Don't anyone take that. There's absolutely no chance, surely, of, no matter how much people love Antoine
Dec, and I know you're Kate not one Silverton of those. Silverton yet?
Yeah, TV news presenters, they often do very well.
Chris Hollins.
Yeah, he won. Natasha won the first. So, yeah, she could be a surprise.
She didn't look particularly nimble, I didn't think, I've got to say. I wonder if she might be a little bit Charlotte Hawkins.
I think she might be more of a ballroom type because she's very tall and elegant. But yeah, sometimes you then struggle with the kind of speed of the Latin.
Yeah, in the group dance, all she really had to do was a bit of arm waving in a piece to camera. So we didn't see a lot.
That's not an actual dance, the arm wave, is it?
No, but you can do a lot with armography, you know.
Exactly, you can still do it.
You've heard the judges. You know how important armography, especially things like cha-cha.
Blimey. Okay, so have you got? So you're saying, steer clear of the absolute rank outsiders, aren't you, Kat?
Yeah.
So if you were having a top three bet, if I pressed a fiver into your mitt and said, have it on a top three, who would you go for?
As you know, I'm not a very brave bettor, so I have chucked Vic in there as like a kind of banker. Range and Graham Swan, I'm afraid. Sorry.
You think he can go right?
Yeah.
You saw enough in his training video, yeah?
Yeah.
Hope you're wrong. Mind you, it would mean we get to see plenty more of the lovely OT. Okay, Lee, any top three clues?
Yeah, again, it's nice to be boring and say the people I've said so far. I think Charles at 4-1 and Lauren at 9-2. Both, I think, fair prices.
Okay, and Lee, anything else to add to that?
I'll just say Dr. Range again, 7-1 for the top three. I think that's a great bet.
Great. Okay, well, let's do the nap. Steve Palmer will be delighted to appear on a Strictly Postcast. Take it away.
This will not be beaten.
So, Cat Fiddler, if you were only having one bet on Strictly this year, who would it be?
Because I bet with my heart, I'm still going to go Dr. Range.
Dr. Range to win.
Yeah.
Straight win.
Yeah.
Lee.
Okay, so I'll go a bit away from the normal. I'll swerve Ashley this time and say that to go out first...
Oh, hang on, we haven't done to
we haven't
out
done
first,
that yet, have we?
Okay, go on then.
Well, I think the one that heads the market is Susanna Constantine because she's probably going to be the worst dancer.
But they never flicked De Beck first week,
exactly. You've hit it spot on. Anton's got a huge public following. I well remember being an Anton fan, seeing with a recording of his ill-fated cookery competition show Step Up to the Plate. His fame was so big at that point.
Went to that?
I did, yeah. Yeah, it was a free ticket.
I should hope it was.
It was a free ticket. And of course, he was at one point rumoured to be Bruce's successor as presenter. He's got a massive following, which generally means that whoever Anton gets, you'd expect will get to maybe even Blackpool. So I think she'd be bad, but I think she'd be so bad that with Anton, she'll survive. Like Kat, I thought Sean the comedian looked pretty hopeless. He looks like he's too tall. He's got too much hair. He's not going to be suited to it, I think. And I don't think he's going to be funny enough to avoid going out in week one. Although we should stress, of course, week one is actually week two because they get two dances over the first 2 weeks before anyone can be kicked off.
So no one goes tomorrow? Oh, Saturday?
No one goes on Saturday. Oh, okay. It'll be next week.
Okay. I've got to tell you, that Anton de Beck grin, it just does my head in every single week. Stop smiling all the time. You don't mean it. It's false.
Oh.
I can't have him, honestly.
What will be interesting this year too, Bruce, is there's a new dance for the first time. Since 2009, when they brought in the Charleston, we've got a new dance category, the Couple's Choice, where the professionals, when it's Couple's Choice, their turn, they can pick either contemporary dance, a street commercial dance, or theatre jazz. And Catherine, you could probably explain what they mean.
Oh, I mean, yeah, theatre jazz, they already have quite similar ones to that. You know, some of the Charlestons that you've seen will be a little bit similar to theatre jazz, but yeah, that's basically a kind of musical.
What do you say, street commercial?
And I want to see Anton de Beck do street commercial.
Yeah, I'm dreading saying that because that's, yeah, kind of a mix of, you know, kind of like hip-hop, urban, poppy kind of, yeah, that's going to be a lot of like...
Not Fred Astaire.
Yeah, I'm not, and contemporary, I hate contemporary dance, so I'm hoping no one picks that. And so that's going to be, how would you describe contemporary without
sort of
showing it?
Might have ballet elements into it, but it's very sort of modern dance.
Okay, right. Yeah. Lee Price has been waiting ages to give us his nap. What is it?
I'm going to stick to Faye Tozer. 12 to 1's a big old price for someone of her vast experience in musicals, in theatre, and of course in steps.
You have all been very convincing, but Lee's love for Faye is the most compelling tip we've had so far. Before we go, Lee, do just take us through first elimination prices, please.
Yeah, I wonder if these might change after Lee's feedback on Susanna. That was good. She's the massive favourite. 9-4 to go first. Sean Walsh is 5-1 to go first. Dr. Range is 7-1. Graham Swan is 8-1. Kate Silverton, 9-1. Lauren Stebbin, 10-1. Lee Ryan, 12-1. Katie and Stacey 16-1, Charles Venn and Joe Sugg 18-1, Faye Tozer 25-1, Danny John Jules 50-1, Ashley 80-1, as is Vic Hope.
And Motta said fancies Sean Walsh to go first. Who do you fancy, Lee, to go first?
It's hard to argue with that. I would have said Susie, but I've been talked right out of that by Lee, so Sean Walsh for me.
Are we going to get 3 votes for Sean to go first, Kat?
We are.
We are? Yeah. We agree on something. Excellent. Thank you very much, guys. That was absolutely brilliant. Don't forget, if you enjoy these shows, do make sure you rate, review and subscribe wherever you are listening. We've got loads of podcasts this week. Maddie and the gang did a great racing review on Monday. You can catch that now. We're doing golf tomorrow. Steve Palmer is back from Disney World or wherever he was. We've got the Tour Championship. There's a Champions League of Darts podcast. We've got podcast crazy. We've got Football Thursday. We've got Racing Friday. Do stick with us. Until whenever we do the next one, I don't know whether it'll be next year or next week, thank you very much for tuning in, and we're not going to do that keep dancing thing, are we?
No.
Keep punting, that's better.
Follow Paddy Power on Snapchat. The username is ThePaddyPower, and we promise there won't be any boring snaps about gigs, the weather, or the gym.